Video: American workers live at factory for 28 days to make coronavirus protective material. By Amy Furr on April 21, 2020. Employees at a manufacturing plant in Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania, recently gave up nearly a month of their lives to join the fight against the coronavirus. When workers at Briscam America were told there was an urgent need for medical equipment, they wanted to help, according to WPVI. More than 40 workers unanimously decided to leave their families, agreeing to eat, sleep and live at the facility where they make equipment for healthcare workers, the report said. The group of volunteers was split into two shifts to make polypropylene, the raw materials used to produce a nonwoven fiber that is later made into N95 masks, hospital gowns, and sanitary wipes. For the past 28 days, the dedicated employees worked 12-hour shifts and only occasionally saw their families when they drove by the plant. "There's been a glow in everyone's eyes," said Supervisor Joe Boyce, adding, "We're truly honored to be able to give back and support people we will never meet in some way." Sunday, the team clocked out for the first time in almost a month. However, the moment was bittersweet because during the employees' time at the plant, the world changed significantly. "We've almost been the lucky ones, I'll say, for the last 28 days because I haven't had to stand 6 feet from somebody. I haven't had to put a mask on," Boyce said. As a gesture of thanks, Briscam rewarded its team with an increase in pay and a week off before they returned to their normal hours. "As we all come together to address the unprecedented challenges facing our nation amid the COVID-19 pandemic, Briscam's commitment to meeting the needs of our medical manufacturing customers has never been stronger," CEO Mark Nicolli commented on Thursday. Sunday, Boyce said he wanted those battling the pandemic to know how much they were appreciated. "All the first responders, all the people on the front lines, we thank you. That's what makes our job easy to do," he concluded.